T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All righty, joining us now on the Dial Pad guest line, former 49ers head coach Steve Mariucci. Mooch is brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork, solutions, and excellence. And I got an easy one to start. Steve, what'd you think of that 49ers game yesterday?
You know, I think if I just reflect back on the season, the 3 best, most entertaining games have been with the Niners. You talk about the Seahawks game and then the Ravens game in the rain, and then this one down in the Superdome. Unbelievable. Talk about great viewing for fans in general. But the 49er Nation's got to be just so happy with that win. It was a crazy game. What surprised me the most is you're talking about 2 good teams on defense. Those were 2 very, very, very good defenses that end up in a shootout. Double 40 burgers don't happen very often in our league. And, man, it was quite a performance.
Speaking of which, Steve, what do you do? You've been a coach, so you know what it's like. You know, you're number 1 seed right now instead of the 5 seed. You are facing defeat. 4th and 2, you get it. The kid will play. I'm wondering, how much, you know, does Kyle focus on the 46 points that the Saints, you know, put up the first 4 possessions they got touchdowns? How much do you just kind of marinate in the victory before you even look at that? Or do you say, you know what, this is a fluke, we'll get back and we'll focus on the Falcons?
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of good things to take away from that game. There, you know, great big plays here and there. You know, that play to Kittle. Is Kittle something else or what, man? That guy wasn't going to go out of bounds. He was going to just stiff arm that guy right in the neck and just keep going for another 10 yards. And that was 4th and 2. And remember last week we talked about, well, Kyle went for it on 4th and 1 or 2, and it got batted down. Should he have been kicking a field, running, doing something different? Well, that's what happens. When you make it, you're a hero. And when it goes, you know, goes the other way, then you second guess it. But what a big play on 4th and 2 to Kittle. And, you know, he's the go-to guy. Let's face it, that man is as good a player as anybody in the league at tight end. And then you have some other guys coming up, you know, Deebo Samuel and Emmanuel Sanders. They're really becoming really good players, too. So, you know, this is a pretty darn complete team. The only thing I came away from this is like, okay, this defense now, Niners have a great defense with great talent, but we're unable to get a sack. Gave up a lot of yards. How about both quarterbacks throwing for 349 yards exactly the same? What is that?
Wow.
And you know, so that says, well, you know, it's a copycat league, so, you know, maybe teams are going to go, well, you know, the Saints threw the ball all over the place. And you got some good quarterbacks coming up. You know, got Matt Ryan coming up. They're not a great team, but he's a great quarterback. And then Jared Goff looked like Jared Goff again last night against the Seahawks. And then, of course, Russell Wilson, and so you got 3 really good quarterbacks to play still, and you know, so I think they got to tighten some things up on defense too.
No doubt, Mooch. They're leaking oil in the secondary and on that defense. You give up 46 points, but I want to go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. You coached in that dome before, Mooch. How tough it is in that environment to even get a play into your quarterback and then to see your quarterback on the road where everybody's been questioning number 10. Well, those questions have been put to bed. Jimmy Garoppolo looks like a franchise quarterback, throws for 349, as you mentioned, and now quietly he's in the top 5 in touchdown passes thrown. He's in the top 15, top 13 when it comes to yards thrown. He is baller right now, but Mooch, just speak to how tough it is in that environment to play that well when you can't hear a damn thing.
You can't, and you know how you can tell? When you're watching it on television, and then they have that, whatever the heck they call that camera, the sky cam that sails over the top of everybody, and they're zooming in on the huddle. And when you're in the huddle in that place, I don't know where that sound's all coming from. I know they're cheering too, but I don't know. It's just really loud when you're in your own huddle, okay? You can see all the players huddling up so tight that you can't even there's no space in between, and you tell your players, all right, you gotta listen, yes, but you gotta look at the quarterback's mouth. You gotta kind of lip read, because you really can't hear everything, but you know some of it, and you better be staring at his mouth, and then if you have a question, you better ask somebody, because it is wild in there. And you know, that's what makes it fun. You know, we all want home field advantage wherever we play, and some teams have it and some teams don't, quite frankly. But in the Superdome, man, you don't want to go back there for a playoff game, because that place is crazy.
Steve, one of the criticisms of this team earlier in the season was that their wide receiving group wasn't very good. Now you add Emmanuel Sanders, and it just feels like, well, now it's a pretty good receiving core. Did you expect him to make this kind of an impact?
Well, you know, we knew he had some good years over there in Denver, but he was never a, you know, the number one go-to dominating Pro Bowl kind of, you know, wide receiver in the league. He's been very steady, very, very good, very dependable. But the Niners receiving core was very average from a production standpoint early in the year. Average is probably a stretch. You know, they ran the ball. When you run the football, your receiving core, you know, doesn't get a lot of recognition or catches. But you see development. You know, we knew Kittle was the guy. He still is. Emmanuel Sanders is becoming a real – he threw it for a touchdown, for crying out loud. I mean, this guy is fun to watch. And then the other guy, Deebo Samuel, is really becoming a heck of a player for the Niners, you know. And how would you know he was going to be this good at the beginning of the season as a rookie, you know, without a lot of targets? And but all of a sudden, you know, they're counting on him to make big plays on third downs and special times, and he's delivering. So this receiving core is really coming along.
Mooch, I was telling the fellas, we were watching two of the best play callers in the game. Sean Payton, who already won a Super Bowl, so you know he's established. You got the young Kyle Shanahan. Do you think Kyle was getting caught up in even Sean, you know, trying to outclass the other, or they were kind of just focused on the task at hand?
Yeah, I think it's just the task at hand. There are a handful of real great play callers. And let me just, you know, talk about that. It's not just the play calling that is important. You're mentioning Kyle and Sean Payton. Yeah, the great play caller. But it's game planners. I mean, this work is done during the week. You put these plays and formations and motions together during the week to create some advantageous matchups. And then you just call the game from your game plan off your sheet. So this stuff is not just calling plays on game day. This is great game planning. And the guys that are really good, have been really good in the league, from Andy Reid to Gruden, you know, to Sean McVay, to Josh McDaniels over there at New England. But Kyle Shanahan, obviously, now is really becoming known for his great game planning and great play calling. And it's kind of fun to watch, because, gosh, when you have guys open like that at times, it's like, wow, they fooled them. They fooled them again. How did that, you know, it's right. Just kind of fun to watch.
Mooch, as a former coach, what do you tell your team after a big win like that, and moving forward and not looking ahead to the Rams and the Seahawks, because the Falcons are sandwiched in there? The Falcons really have nothing to play for. They just lost Calvin Ridley. What should the message be from Kyle Shanahan? Or if you're walking into that locker room, Mooch, how do you bring this team down a bit and say, hey, all right, fellas, we got a 24-hour rule. We got to start looking forward to the Falcons. We can't let down against a team like that with all the fireworks from Julio Jones and Devontae Freeman. What do you tell this team?
I'll just put the film on where Atlanta beat the heck out of the Saints, okay? Mm-hmm. What was it, 26-9 a month ago or whenever that was?
Yep.
You know, so the Falcons, they don't have an overall good record, but they have risen up at times and played very well. And when you have Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, like you mentioned, and you have Dan Quinn coaching that team, I mean, he's been able to get them up on occasion. They've been banged up. They're not as talented as the Niners. But you don't take them lightly, and you don't look ahead. And I think when you have a great win like this, you're 11-2. This is when a coach can really coach hard. It's not like, all right, we're all going to hug right now for the next 24 hours and we're going to read our newspaper clippings because we're great. This is when you really coach hard. And Robert Saleh is going to really coach hard about the coverage, about the lack of sacks on the quarterback, things that they could have done better. Get off the field on these certain third downs because we were a little late here and we missed communication there. And you can really get back to business and be a blue-collar team, and it's not one of those, hey, we're great, beat your chest deals. This is a lot. Let's get back to work because we got something that's special going on here, and nobody's going to screw up. Don't be the guy who screws this up because we got a chance right now.
Steve, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Fun stuff here
right,
in the Bay
guys,
right
talk
now.
To you next time.
Yes, sir.
All right,
Coach.
Steve Mariucci, former San Francisco 49ers head.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.